Music from the 1962 film The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, created by renowned composer Andre Previn. When he died in February, Previn left a legacy of dozens of Hollywood scores, along with a hefty discography of jazz and classical recordings. But he also left a not-quite-finished commission slated to premiere this evening at the Tanglewood Music Festival in Massachusetts. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the teamwork it took to bring Previn's last composition from the page to the stage.
About 2 years ago, Tanglewood director Tony Fogg was over the moon about the prospect of premiering a new piece by the great Andre Previn. Penelope, inspired by Homer's epic Greek poem The Odyssey, featured a dream team of collaborators, and Fogg says he checked in often with Previn to get updates.
The last we talked about Penelope was in early January, when it was about the time that he, by contract, should have been delivering the completed score to us.
Fogg was surprised when the prolific Previn hesitantly asked for a couple more weeks.
The old composer of Hollywood times could turn out, 20 minutes of score overnight almost. And so for Andre to say he needed another 2 weeks meant there was still a fair bit of work to be done.
Previn died weeks later, on February 28th, leaving the work unfinished. But Fogg wanted to press ahead with its scheduled performance at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, while the composer's spirit felt so alive. Still, Fogg had questions, because this would be his first posthumous commission.
Do we just perform the piece in a fragmented form? Do we ask another composer to come and complete it, using the language that Andre developed?
Turns out they didn't have to do either. Fogg says the composer's longtime editor at G. Schirmer Music Publishers was able to decode Previn's handwritten manuscript.
David knows or knew Andre's shorthand better than anyone, and could decipher, things that on the page to me just look like squiggles.
David Featherolf has been making sense of Previn's scores for 22 years. When he read the Penelope manuscript, Featherolf discovered some omissions.
No page numbers and no bar numbers, and they were certainly not in order.
But the editor did have the words that go with the music. The libretto was written by British playwright Tom Stoppard. He and the composer have been friends since the 1970s. For years, Stoppard says Previn asked him to collaborate on a piece for his muse, soprano Renee Fleming.
This is decades in getting to the starting line, because Andre would call me about once a year and say, look, would you like to do something like a monodrama for Renee to sing? And I kept saying, I don't really know how to do that.
A few years ago, Stoppard relented.
In the end, Andre persuaded me to think of it as a long speech in a play and let him worry about how to make it singable.
Stoppard's words became something of a roadmap for Featherolf. Rather than call the work unfinished, Featherolf prefers not fully realized, because the music was there, it just needed honing. From the page, Featherolf heard the composer's voice.
Well, it's very Andre. Given the story, it ranges incredibly from mood to mood.
This week, Featherolf, Stoppard, and soprano Renee Fleming experienced Penelope for the first time at rehearsal. The Emerson String Quartet accompanies Fleming as she portrays Odysseus's wife, who stayed behind fending off suitors while he was away at war.
Our firstborn, Telemachus, was at the breast when the gods could no longer hold back their spot.
The crux of the story is that she was faithful to him and wise and also courageous and clever.
Fleming says Stoppard's libretto for Penelope was long. When Previn was still alive, she suggested they split the text. Now, when Penelope sings, the audience will hear Fleming. When she speaks, actor Uma Thurman will be on stage.
It was war! My godlike husband took my face between his workman's hands and spoke these words for my comfort.
Fleming thinks Previn would be pleased with his final work.
It would have been, of course, much better had he been able to control the final result, but barring that, this is the next best thing.
The Tanglewood premiere was to be Previn's 90th birthday gift. Tom Stoppard says the fact that the team was able to shape the piece and perform it as planned is bittersweet.
It's a birthday celebration without the birthday boy.
But his friends believe Andre Previn's spirit will be present and say he'll be missed. For Here and Now, I'm Andrea Shea.
You see him more than a hundred men from Ithaca and round about, all eager to marry me. My son implores me to let one of them take me away as his wife before the rest eat and drink his patrimony of cattle and sheep and the store jars of wine.